Christmas to everybody listening. It is Christmas Eve as this episode goes to air. So, man, if it's Christmas Eve and you're taking time to spend time with Dave and I, holy smokes, thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. And did you guys know that in Reno they did a poll and Christmas Eve is more celebrated than Christmas?
Wait, why?
I don't know. It was on the news. It was like they did a poll and they said, do you like Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Oh.
Pick one. And Christmas Eve won out.
I could kind of see that. The excitement, right?
Maybe that's what it was. Yeah,
because after presents, after the early, we do like a big early lunch, dinner type thing.
Yeah.
But after all that, yeah, I mean, then you got to sit around with people you
so
maybe
you do,
like.
You do like a linner?
A linner, exactly.
You do a linner.
Do a linner.
Yeah, then you have to deal with like, you know, Uncle Hank who
had too much to drink.
Way too much to drink, and now he's getting way too petty. You know, that kind of stuff.
He may or may not have participated in January 6th.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. So I don't know, man. I could see Christmas Eve being a little more fun.
Yeah.
But anyway, as this airs right now, I'm probably stressing over the prime rib like we talked about last night.
Oh, my God, me too. Yeah, both Henry and I went out and bought stupidly enormous prime ribs.
Yep.
I think yours is, what, 15 pounds?
15 pounds, buddy.
Yeah, mine's 11.
Oh.
And I am going to be an absolute train wreck until that thing cooks. I'll be watching that thermometer like 135, 135, 135. Anyone talking to me, and I will just go nuts.
I told you, I will be, there is not a drop of alcohol that will pass my lips.
Oh, yeah.
Until that thing's off.
Oh, completely.
And good.
Yeah, and then it's a double shot.
Yeah, game on.
Yeah, then it's like, babe, bring them over.
Merry Christmas to everybody. Thanks for spending the last year with us. This is basically, I think we started doing the show about January-ish of this year.
Yeah.
Been about a year.
Been
we haven't gotten
year.
Fired yet,
no.
Which is cool.
No.
So let's talk hunting now. We'll call this episode kind of the grab bag, end of year wrap up.
Yeah, a little chit-chat about just kind of stuff that's been floating around our Instagram and Facebook and email. And
let's start there. I got a text from a friend about the mountain lion video.
Yeah, that thing blew up.
Something like 6,000 likes and some almost a couple hundred comments on there.
Yeah.
Usually when someone says something went viral, I say push liquids, put cream on it, and wear a bathing suit in the shower so your spouse doesn't see it. In this case, viral was good. It spread like wildfire. Let's address a couple of these. So, Dave, you got the video.
Yes.
It was sent to you by someone you know.
Correct.
Okay. Was that video taken in Argentina, is one commenter implied.
No.
That was taken in
051. That was 051.
Okay.
It was a video in 051.
So let's clear that up. Now, next thing, the other big one was people saying something to the effect of, lions have been moving together forever. So look, I've heard those stories. You've probably heard those stories. I hate to be that guy. It's not that I'm that cynical is not the right word, but I usually always say, oh man, you got pictures? You got a video? Not like a confrontational, like I don't believe you, but just, hey, that's cool. I want to see a picture or a video. And everybody's like, well, go talk to so-and-so. He saw it. Go talk. It's always this kind of, nobody ever has a picture or a video.
Yeah.
At least not that I've come across yet.
Yeah, and you know the thing is cats are a social species. That they are.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
You know, so you'll have a pride of lions but in general, the large cats, you'll see the males are very territorial. When you do see videos or you see a Discovery Channel or A&E or something like that, or back in the day Mutual of Omaha, you see one black panther, one cheetah, one leopard, you know, and they're kind of doing their thing. And you might see mom with one or two cubs, you know, kind of cruising around.
Till she kicks them out.
For about a year or so, they hang out with mom until mom's like, all right, I'm knocked up again. Time for you to move on and start doing your own thing. And then usually the siblings will hang out for up to another year together, and then they move off onto their own. But seeing in that video, you know, seeing five together, it looked like three adults and two cubs.
Yeah, there's one right on that. Like there are two distinctly bigger ones.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
Then there's kind of like an in-between one, and then there's two smaller for sure, like cubs.
Yeah, so like a small family group. So
yeah.
I don't know. It's
I've never
crazy.
Seen that before.
I've never yeah. seen that many.
No.
I've heard stories. Videos of two and three together. There's a couple trail camera pictures out there showing, you know, two, three, four lions on a kill.
Okay, so that's a very good point. I have seen the trail cam photos before. So I guess it's not completely truthful to say I've never seen proof, but I've never had somebody whip out their cell phone and be like, yeah, look at this. I took this picture. You know what yeah, I mean? It's always right. like a trail cam middle of the night or something.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess, you know, from what we're starting to gather with the world of videos and pictures in every corner
technology
of the world,
in
technology,
the field, yeah.
More people have more access to deeper parts of the country in the backcountry through trail systems or what have you. So, you know, you start gathering more information about what's out there. So yeah. the next video we're going to have will be Bigfoot, I'm sure. We will have one. Like, he's going to walk
monster.
Up.
Like, you know, you point that out, hey, cats are social creatures. But, man, that video just absolutely blew up. And being the Luddite that I am, and Luddite's not the right word. I certainly like my technology. But, man, I still haven't figured out the social media thing.
Yeah.
It took a friend sending me a text for me to actually go to our Instagram account, look at it, and go, oh.
Yeah, because I check it. I check it every now and then. I need to figure out how to have my phone tell me when I start getting notifications. Because
same thing. Apologies to those of you that have messaged us.
Yeah.
I don't get a notification. I have to actually go in and look. Oh, there's this. So shout out to JJ Basin Chaser, I believe is his name on there. But he was one of the ones who listens to the show, flipped his UTV, and still managed to be successful. But he said he got a little too Western. He should have listened to our safety episode first.
Yes.
Before he went out. But he sent us a message on there. He's pushing for an archery goat hunt.
Archery only goat hunt.
Archery only goat hunt.
Yeah.
And you said the feasibility of that pretty slim.
Yeah, I mean, it's been discussed. Department of Wildlife and the commission, it's in the conversation loop.
Okay.
Probably the likelihood of something like that in the next few years, a little bit on the slim side for now.
Okay.
You know, it can be continually brought up until there's enough support for it, as well as population. I mean,
you said you were on some of the studies out there.
Yeah, and the mountain goat, sometimes there's years they're having a really tough time keeping lambs.
Yeah, recruitment issues.
Yeah, recruitment issues. Like this last winter, where they're such an isolated population. It's not like they're mule deer and they're all over the state. They're like in a little pocket. And last year, that particular pocket received probably the most snow of the entire state. I mean, that entire Elko Wells area just got lamb basted last year.
Yeah.
No pun intended. With snow, and there were areas up there that we were getting into that we're talking mid-July. There's still 1.5-2 feet of snow.
Yeah.
I mean, it was insane. So that is going to have an effect.
You said it wasn't clear whether it was predation issues or habitat or food issues.
Yeah.
You would just see,
you'd see
a couple lambs and they just disappear.
You'd see mom with, you know, one or two lambs, well, two or three lambs, and a couple days later, you know, now there's two lambs. And week later, there's one lamb.
Yeah.
A couple days later, there's no lambs. There's just mom cruising along by herself. And you're like, well.
Sincere thank you to the businesses that sponsor the show. Truck Envy in Reno. Legacy Sports International in Reno. Hunt and House Archery Center over there off Longley. And Out West Buildings in Fallon. Hopefully you guys went and supported some of the sponsors that bring you this show. When we come back, let's dive into some upcoming archery stuff.
Yeah, let's do that.
Don't forget, if you miss a segment of the show, if you're an Apple user, go to the podcast app and search for Nevada Backcountry. Over the break there, we started talking about more just random stuff from the last year and a real world example. Two of my friends, I sent them pictures of my dad's buck.
And which was a smoker.
Man, that was a heck of a nice buck. I said, you know, something like, hey, my pop's got it done with an ALW tag, got it done with his bow. And I said, ALW tag. And both of them, experienced outdoorsmen, big-time hunters, not newbies by any stretch of the imagination, both of them sent back, what in the hell is an ALW tag? So we wanted to kind of talk about that for a second. ALW stands for any legal weapon, and that is what people, I would venture to guess, what would you say, 90%?
Oh, yeah, probably 80-plus percent.
80-plus percent still refer to that as a rifle tag.
Yes.
So, piggybacking on last segment, where pushing for an archery-only goat hunt, look, if you draw one of the goat tags, it is an ALW tag.
Correct, yeah. You can
shoot it with hunt it with a bow if you so choose.
Yeah, and you can hunt it with a muzzle loader.
Exactly.
It's any legal weapon. So
yes.
Anything that's legal in the state of Nevada to use as a hunting. I mean, probably you're not going to go out there with an 8-shot 12-gauge. But,
yeah.
You know, but you could definitely do a shotgun with a slug if you're that gutsy.
Yeah.
Any legal weapon, anything under the Department of Wildlife statutes that tell you that this is a legal way of take of an animal.
Now, muzzle loader, we started going down that rabbit hole.
Yes.
So muzzle loader in Nevada, the only, it can be a rifled barrel.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be smoothbore.
Right.
But you cannot have an optic.
No, it just has to be iron sight.
Bingo. Okay. So some states, and we'll talk about, again, this is the grab bag episode.
Yeah.
We're going to Idaho's problems. I got a bone to pick with Idaho
in
a minute.
You and me both.
But Idaho is real goofy about their muzzle loader stuff.
Very.
So my dad went through this with his elk hunt. Gosh, was that last year? Anyway, doesn't matter. But he had to basically retrofit his muzzle loader to take... he couldn't use those inline like 209 primers. But
yeah, the 209 primers are, you can't use those in
Idaho.
Nope.
Had to be like a percussion cap or something.
Yeah, old school.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, where it fizzes first and then.
You got to light
bow,
it. Yeah.
And then it shoots.
Pour it with a horn down the barrel. Yeah. So, that was the other thing.
They don't allow pellets.
Bingo. Yeah, you got to have the.
You got to have the powder.
Loose powder.
Loose powder.
So in Nevada, we'll come back to that. I've always referred to it as any legal weapon tag, because I like hunting with a bow.
Yeah.
And I think that tag, I don't have to sweat my rear end off in the summer. So it's like, hey, that's cool. There is no such thing in the state of Nevada as a rifle-only tag.
No, not at all.
Any legal weapon.
Any legal weapon. The only
muzzle loader.
Right.
And then archery.
And then any archery equipment. Crossbows are not considered archery equipment in the real archery world.
You can use...
You can use a crossbow in the state of Nevada if you have, I guess, like a handicap. You can get like a medical, what do they call it? Anyway,
exemption.
You can get you can get an exemption from a medical provider saying that you physically are unable to shoot a bow or efficiently, and then you can get a crossbow designation. Good friend of mine, his son-in-law has a medical issue. He has a crossbow permit. You know, folks that end up having like major shoulder issues or missing a limb or, you know, what have you, they can't use a bow, can get a crossbow. With the permit, you can then use it during the archery season.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, like you have two specific weapon classes, which is also considered, they call them primitive weapons.
Yeah,
muzzle loader and archery equipment. And then you have any legal weapon.
Yeah, and any legal weapon, so crossbow there. Have you ever shot a crossbow?
No.
Yeah. How do you ever seen one shot?
Yeah.
How accurate are they? Can you get out to like 100 yards?
The new ones, you know, because back in the day, the bolt, which is what archers call an arrow, they call it a bolt. Back in the day, your bolt was like 12 to 15 inches. Super inaccurate after 30 yards. Man, those things just... were just garbage.
Okay.
These new age crossbows now are using, you know, like a standard arrow length. You know,
like a 30-inch or 26-inch.
Yeah, they're using like a 26, 27-inch, 28-inch arrow now. So
okay.
And then, you know, you got the crossbow that's at 250 pounds. It's throwing them out there really well. I've seen videos and I've watched folks shoot them, and they're pretty darn accurate to 100, 110. I mean,
no kidding. Okay.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it rips them out there pretty well.
I mean, I guess I shouldn't be surprised because you and I both shoot longer ranges with bows.
Yeah. I mean, we're tournaments. We're shooting 101 yards, 90 yards. I mean, all day long. And
that sounds so long. But then, yeah, when I put it in those terms, yeah, I mean, we shoot at a paint can lid size target at Redding at 101 yards.
Yeah.
So.
But just as a little caveat, just because I stated archery, you know, an arrow and a bolt, they are different. I mean, they may look, you know, visually they may look the same, but they're totally different. The last thing you want to do is go get your carbon arrow from your bow and throw it in a crossbow and think you're going to shoot it.
I'm assuming it'll blow up.
That thing is going to shred.
Okay.
So the walls on a crossbow arrow / bolt are much thicker. It's a much heavier arrow. We're talking 500, 600, 700 grains in some cases.
Okay.
That's why they have specific like broadheads that are only crossbow broadheads.
Oh yeah. And I've seen on bag targets like crossbow rated or whatever.
Yeah. Because they're throwing those bolts or arrows out at 400 feet per second plus.
Whoa.
I mean, they're really ripping them out there because it's everything's just built like bulkier,
beefier. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, don't go grab an arrow and like, hey dude, let me shoot your crossbow. Well, cause you're going to get a face full of, carbon.
I've seen the back end of those bolts.
Yeah. They're flat.
And they don't have a knock. Yeah.
No.
It's a weird little,
like
they're
a little,
tiny little
like
groove.
A half moon type of thing.
Right. Anyway, back to, let's end on, cause otherwise we'll go way off the rails with it.
Big time.
Idaho. Let's end on, let's go back to the Idaho thing. Holy smokes. Third year in a row.
Yes. System crashing.
Colossal screw up.
Oh, big time. It was third year in a row. It was insanely embarrassing for Idaho. I mean,
are they ever going to get their act together?
You know, I don't know. I personally, I think they really need to just completely gut that system, like do something else. Because every year, the last 3 years of this new system, it's crashed on me. Like this year, it was three times in a row. I tried getting on. It would sit there and just do the little cycle thing. And then it would send me back to the homepage to log in, or it'd give me a little sign, or, you know, a little page saying connection, you know, whatever, you know.
Yeah, cannot connect or error.
Cannot connect error type of thing. And then it would send me back to the login section. I'm like, you've got to be absolutely kidding me.
Yeah. Well, here's another, I'll tell you, and they don't publicize this.
No.
But you basically could have logged on at 12:01. And gotten in line for the, well, whatever it was, 10 a.m. Pacific time opening of the thing. They don't, so, I mean, holy smokes, my dad and I, we logged on at, you know, whatever it was, hopped on there at like 8:58, 8:59 to go ahead and check and click log in, fill out our stuff and all that. My dad was like 27,000th or something in line. But here's the other kicker. We couldn't figure out why. I was like 7,000 or 8,000 in line, and we logged on the exact same second.
Wow.
So how in the world did that happen? So what we talked about, because I'm eligible for the veteran tags up there. So we thought maybe I got put in like a special, like the veteran, because I logged into my account.
Oh, you got put in like
the veteran queue or something? I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe
it was
that's
goofy.
How it worked. That's kind of. That's kind of crazy, yeah.
Yeah, so it was super weird, and yet another year, Idaho. Holy smokes, I'm getting to the point where it's like, you were blacklisted, Idaho.
Yeah, no, like, yeah, after the third time of getting kicked off, I was like, forget it.
Yeah, my forget dad was it. The
I'm
same
done.
Way. Yeah.
I'm out. I'm done. Like last year, because you got to remember, they're an hour ahead of you, so I logged in last year at 11 p.m. Reno time.
Okay.
And even at that moment, I was still as the best number I'd gotten ever.
Okay.
Even though it's only been going on for 3 years, but it was my best number ever. And I was still 7,000 and something.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy crud.
Yeah.
Because I guess, you know, I don't know, maybe they have preferences or some people get pushed to the front or I don't know what it was. But it sat on my computer until probably about 9 a.m., when all of the areas that I was hoping to acquire a tag in were all Sold out.
I get that veteran bear tag for $28, I think it is.
Yeah.
So those are always available. Again, I go.
Bear tastes like.
Well, like you say that, man. Jam. No, it doesn't. Wrong.
Well, then you need to cook me some bear, because.
Let's have a good old fashioned Christmas Eve throwdown right now. No, no. Hey, let's go to break, and then when we come back, let's do archery stuff.
Let's do it. Yeah, I like that idea.
So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Hey, ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Yes. Jingle, jingle.
Jingle, jingle. As always, I'd be remiss if I didn't plug it. If you miss an episode of the show, or you are rightfully spending time with family and not listening to us, you can always get the full episodes on either Apple Podcasts, or you can go to the website 991fmtalk.com. Go on the podcast tab there. You can get all the episodes from the last year we've been doing this thing.
Let's talk archery.
We got some shoots coming up.
The indoor season is upon us.
Oh man, so, full swing, really.
Yeah, really. It's come up so fast. Now, granted, Henry and I have been hammering the paper pretty hard here. We've been
I'll say you have.
You've been shooting really good. What are you talking about?
Hanging. I'll call it hanging. Well, what's your 297, right?
Yeah.
All right. So people have heard us talk before, but just to put that in perspective, Dave has only missed like that 297. You only missed that, we'll call it silver dollar sized 10
yeah, 50
ring.
50 cent piece.
50 cent piece 10 ring. You only missed that three times.
Yes.
That was a 297.
Yeah.
My high is a 293.
Yeah. Well, then you got EJ dropping 299s.
Ooh,
gonna, yeah. Like I said, when we were at league the other day, I said, we got a Nancy Kerrigan, this kid.
Yeah, we should. I'll edit that out.
That was a good one. That was
I
a good
can't
one.
Do that.
But yeah, no, we've been we've been fortunate enough to have a new place that is got some league time, so we've been shooting there. But yeah, yes. We got a couple really good shoots coming up. We have the Winnemucca 450s. That's going to be on the weekend of January 13th and 14th. And a 450 round is basically a Vegas 300 round with five more ends.
Right. So it's the same target.
Same target.
You just shoot five more ends, so 15 additional arrows.
Correct. So total score 450. And you do that on Saturday, the 13th.
Okay.
And then you get ranked. And then on Sunday, it's called the shoot down. So say there's 10 people in your group. And Henry, you shot number one in your division. You get like a bye. You get a bye, and then like 10 will shoot against 9. The winners shoot against 8. The winner of that will shoot against 7. The winner of that will shoot against and work their way up.
Oh,
it's called a shoot down to see who takes the championship.
So does if you shoot number one, do you get a bye all the way through until it's just you and one other dude?
Yes, and that's kind of how it goes. In like NFAA style championship rounds,
so it pays to be a winner on the first day.
It
for
definitely
sure.
pays to be higher up in the ranking after day one.
Okay.
Yeah. So by the time number 10 gets all the way to compete against number one, who's fresh and feeling solid, you've already launched 90 arrows plus.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
So yeah. So there's a lot there, but and that is all. But all the categories there is a money shoot, and they also have a pro division.
So that's Sunday they do that.
Sunday they do the shoot down.
Okay.
For the money.
This will be my first indoor actual tournament. I shot like in leagues indoor stuff last
year.
Yeah. That was good. Dipping my toes into the target archery. Kind of went full hog on the 3D stuff.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Outdoor stuff, 3D tournaments. This will be my first tournament season as an indoor target archer.
Yeah.
The big one, Vegas, is February.
The first weekend in February. So we're all heading down there January 29th because we help out with the NASP tournament, which is the National Archery in the Schools program.
And that's the very strict Genesis bow.
Genesis bow.
Even playing field with equipment. Yeah.
Same arrows, same bow. It's all the school districts that have the archery programs within them. They go down to Vegas and shoot for the state championship.
Okay.
Down there. But this year, which is really cool, the northern schools, homeschools and such do not have to, or charter schools as well, don't have to travel all the way to Vegas and have that expense, because it can get very costly, especially with gas and everything.
Oh, yeah.
This year at the Sheep Show in January, all of the northern schools and participants will be shooting their tournament at the Sheep Show. So come on out, come out to the Sheep Show, support the NASP and all these young kids that are getting themselves into archery and just having a ball. It's a great time. The kids have a ball. People are hollering and hooting. So that's
January
new for this year.
18th and 20, through the 20th,
through the 20th,
I believe,
is the Sheep Show.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you and I will be there.
Yep.
I don't know if we'll do the full show, but I know
we'll do
99.1 will be there on the air. So we'll be out there. Hopefully, hey, if you guys listen to the show, you see Dave and I sitting over there at the booth. Come say hello.
I got some more
Sitka gear, Nevada Backcountry hats. Stop by. If I've got hats left, I'll give you a hat. But that's January 18th through the 20th.
Through the 20th. And I'm also a field judge at NASP. So come on over to NASP and wave at me.
USAS stuff, too.
Yeah, we've got the USA Archery Tournament Series is beginning. The Indoor Nationals start January 4th through the 7th. There's three locations for that particular series. That's Chula Vista, California. So, and then it just kind of goes down. This is all on the USA Archery website. You can see all the indoor national tournaments that are going on through March.
So, okay, hold on. I've probably asked this before, but bear with me because it's Christmas Eve, dang it. Dave, what targets are you shooting at these things?
The indoor nationals is, I want to say it's the tower.
I don't like the tower.
Why? It's just like a Vegas, just...
Yeah, but the 10 ring is like a penny.
You just got to aim better.
Well, yeah, I don't like the tower, Dave.
Yeah, the tower can be tough.
So like right now I'm shooting low 90s averaging on the Vegas face. You could probably take about 10 points off on the tower.
No, not 10 points.
No, maybe. I don't know.
It's not that much smaller unless you get into the championships. And they make you shoot the Super 10s. That's when it's even smaller than a dime.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say I don't like that one either. Just pure speculation.
Oh, buddy. But yeah, you can get on the USA Archery and check out all of their 2024 tournament schedule. There's a lot of them. So, and then in our 3D season starts in March. You got March 10th, weekend of March 10th is the Winnemucca Indoor.
Right.
And then the weekend of March 20, I think it's the 23rd, is the Fallon Indoor.
Both of those, I'll be shooting in both of those. And then
same here.
This upcoming season, I really want to get up there for that Snow Bowl in Elko.
Yes.
I will tell you, hey, shout out to, what is it, the Elko Archers Club?
Yep.
Okay, hey, shout out to the Elko Archers Club. Last year, I can't remember. It was either I had family coming to town. Who knows? We got sick. Something happened and I couldn't make it this year to that shoot. They were awesome and said, hey, not a problem. We'll just roll your registration over to next year.
Oh,
come
nice.
Come on out. They were great to work with.
Nice. Yeah, because last year the Snow Bowl, it got moved. Because there was still a ton of snow up Lamoille Canyon where the range is, where that Snow Bowl range is. And so they had to have it down in the valley.
Right.
At the field round area.
Okay.
So, yeah. So maybe you lucked out. So now you'll get to, depending on our winner this year. But
let's talk about that real quick. It's a grab bag episode, Dave.
Yeah. Let's do it.
This winter sucks.
So far, I mean, well, compared to last year, you think about it. Last year, we had the most snow Reno's ever seen in a December since we've been keeping records. We had a bunch of snow in October, then it died off, had a little in November, died off, and then December got completely hammered.
Yeah.
Absolutely hammered. So here we are, end of December. We still got jack squat. So who knows? We might have a crazy ninja style January or February.
Man, fingers crossed, because I this time of the year when hunting's kind of slowing down, and we'll talk waterfowl in the last segment.
I'm chasing birds, man. I'm chasing red legs.
Hey, okay. Yeah, no. That stuff, bird stuff. But normally at this point, I'm heading back into the hills on skis or to a resort on skis. And I got to be honest.
You're a big-time ski guy.
I have not skied once yet.
Oh, that's brutal.
It sucks. And I don't know that this rain that we've been getting, I don't know that that's going to lend itself to a good spring green up.
I mean, if it gets into the soil and then becomes part of like that permafrost zone, so you're kind of like preserving it. I mean, if it gets into the soil a couple inches and then freezes and then kind of stays that way until spring, the water that's dropping right now is going to benefit once it thaws. You know, okay. As long as it doesn't evaporate and gets...
Talk me off the ledge with some science talk, Dave. The rain's not bad right now. I mean,
no.
Any moisture's good.
Any moisture's good as long as it's not like evaporating out.
So let's take a break and then, when we come back, let's do a trip report, do a little bit of waterfowl stuff. Yeah, more grab bag.
Yeah, let's do it.
Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Final segment of the show here. First and foremost, Hunting House Archery Center. Make sure you go check out all the new flagship bows. I've now had the opportunity to shoot the title. So the new Matthews stuff is there. The Kairos, the Elite stuff. I know they've got the new Hoyt stuff in.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah. Some of those new Hoyts are nice, though.
That's what Chandler was telling me. He said if he wasn't shooting the Prime.
Yeah, the Prime RVX.
If he wasn't shooting that, he said he'd be shooting the new Hoyt aluminum, not the carbon, but the aluminum bow.
Yeah, I like the aluminum better than when I shot the carbon. The aluminum just felt better. I don't know. It felt better.
Draw cycle, what?
The draw cycle on the two were very similar. It was after the shot. The bow just sat so nicely in your hand after the shot.
Just dead still.
Yeah, I mean, everyone says dead still, and the next year you'll have the deaderest dead still, and then the year after that, the mega dead still. And so, but it was a lot better than the carbon. I mean, the carbon is super light bow. You're going to have some movement, but that the aluminum, I don't know. It just felt really nice.
All right, you're the second person now then. Second person with an opinion I trust.
Yeah.
that has told me.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, told me that's the bow to go shoot.
Yeah.
So they got all that stuff. And as far as I know, they're still going. Any arrow on the wall, you get a free dozen arrows with the purchase of a flagship bow.
Yep.
Or I believe the other option was a free custom set of gas bow strings.
Yeah, which those by far probably some of the best strings out there, man.
I'd agree. My bow, I had that Victory X.
Yes.
Restrung, because the ones that were on there were too short. It was a weird situation.
Quarter inch too short.
Weird situation. It feels smoother after the shot. Again, talking about that, I don't get as much hand shock.
With the new strings?
With the new strings.
Well, of course, yeah.
Because that bow had a fair bit of hand shock.
It had a wobble to it.
Yeah. It does not anymore.
No, because now everything's working as it's geometrically supposed to.
So, you could get a free set and free tune for life. Purchase of any flagship bow at Hunting House Archery Center. You get a free tune for life on that. Out West Buildings, Truck Envy, and Legacy Sports International, home of the Howa Superlight. In a show coming up, we need to talk about the under $1,000 rifle setup, and I cannot recommend Howa Rifles enough. It's not just because they are a show sponsor. To this day, the most accurate 25-06 I own, a legitimate half-minute gun factory, is a Howa 1500. They make a heck of a product.
Another thing we should really cover, because bows like guns are getting very expensive. I mean, we should probably do a little
budget bow shootout.
Budget bow shootout. Test some fully set up bows that are under a grand compared to some of the super high end, you know, $2,800 fully set up bows.
Yeah.
Just kind of shoot them and.
Yeah, let's do that. We'll do an episode on that stuff because I actually, hey, more stuff. I got an email about that too, about the price of some of like Sitka, Kudu and stuff. So it is something, especially, you know, hey, thanks Biden. Bidenomics, making it tougher and tougher to get out in the field. Everything costs more. We might think about doing that, kind of where the sweet spot is as far as those kind of, I'll call them mid-tier.
Yeah.
Rifles, optics, bows, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
because you don't have to spend a fortune to get a really nice shooting setup, archery or rifle.
Archery, yeah, exactly. Yeah, because I mean sights now and all that. Everything's just
a stabilizer for $500 from.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that was like we were talking the other night at the league. I got those Easton Contour CSs, brand new front stabilizer was like $300.
The flagship, like the top of the line flagship product.
That was like the one to have.
And, right.
You know, so I acquired a few.
Not going to say how many in case Gina's listening.
Yes, please don't. Now those same stabilizers are $500.
Ooh.
And then that's, you know, then you got the back bars, which are not much cheaper. You may be $80 cheaper than the front bars.
Ooh. Ooh.
So yeah, by the time you're done putting on competition stabilizers, you're in it a grand plus.
Yeah, stuff. The price of things has gotten outrageous. Now, I wanted to go into a quick trip report, and this was what led me to the weather thing and the doom and gloom.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
So I shot 2 cinnamon teal last weekend.
Which is crazy.
December 2 weeks before Christmas, cinnamon teal. That's insane.
Yeah. Usually
they're first gone, usually aren't coming back till springtime.
Yeah. Usually they show up a couple weeks after the season's over, after mid-February. Yeah. They end up showing up sometime in beginning of March. You'll start seeing all the cinnamons come in.
And they're usually gone by August. Early, early migrators.
Oh, yeah. They're gone.
2 weeks before Christmas, it was nothing but teal. Heck of a good shoot. For those of you that go out to the National Refuge out there, hunt the Stillwater area, you know, right now, man, it's a mixed bag. Divers, there's some cans in out there or canvas back. We wanted to shoot a bunch of teal. That's what the kids like eating. So
they're my favorite.
Yeah. I just thought driving back to town afterwards, the no snow on the Sierras, and then shooting 2 beautiful,
cinnamon.
If I had not absolutely clobbered them, I would have mounted one of them, but here we'll talk about my bad wing shooting for a minute. But man, we hunted an area, tried to use 20 gauges just to put less pressure on the birds. And it's just nice to carry a light little gun into the marsh. But I did have to put the old water swat on both of them after shot them out of the air, but they were not 100% done.
Oh,
when they hit the water.
Yeah.
So to make it easy on the dog, I went ahead and put a second round. I probably shouldn't have.
You water sluiced them?
Well, after the fact.
After it's
like I dumped them out of the air.
Yeah, you dumped them out of there. Then
but then it was doing kinda the like death circle swim.
And so you just.
I was worried they were going to get back in the tulies, and I was like, all right, pow.
Oh, my. Oh, God.
And I wanted
that's
to mount
hilarious.
The one was
well,
a big
yeah, good luck.
Teal. Yeah. And then the dog brought it. Between the dog and the second insurance shot,
oh, my God.
They were both eviscerated.
Awesome. Oh, so. I would have loved to have been there and seen that.
Well, I'll tell you, man, I got to polish up my. I got to go down and see Tommy Forbes down there at the Carson Gun Club, shoot some sporting clays because I shouldn't complain. I shot a limited teal and was selective about it. I did shoot 3 hens, but I'm not.
Still, though, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. And with a 20 gauge, but I won't do the whole ho-hum Henry sucks at shooting thing. I mean, I shoot fairly well with a shotgun, but all but three of those birds, so 4 of them that I shot, when they hit the water, they were not dead. They were dead, but they were still moving around doing the side swim thing, and I put a second shell into them. So I got to tune up on my wing shooting.
You do. I mean, that's like
the crippler.
It's like a Seinfeld episode.
Yeah, the crippler. That's what they call me.
I mean, so I can't do it 20 gauge. I do it for chucker on occasion, but man, when I'm talking ducks, if my shoulder can handle it, I'd be out there with a 10 gauge.
Yeah. they call that God's gauge.
Oh man.
Or yeah, somebody, what is that? The hand of God or whatever is what they call a 10 gauge shooting like threes.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I did that once. A buddy handed me his grandfather's single shot 10 gauge. We went out shooting geese, and for some reason at that point in time, geese were flying really high. He's like, "Hey man, we're going to use my grandpa's and put threes in there with 10 gauge." I shot that thing once. I think I saw God that day.
Yeah. It's the hand of God, Dave.
My gosh. Stars and Tweety birds. And I was like,
Never again.
Did I just go through a time warp? I feel like I just aged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even a semi-automatic, it doesn't matter, man. A 10 gauge is, yeah. So, hey, good numbers of ducks still flying around. I'm a 20 gauge guy. I probably ought to have taken a 12 gauge, and maybe I wouldn't have had to shoot twice as many shells.
You shoot that 20 gauge awesome. When we went chasing chucker, man,
thanks, Dave. I'll take it.
You crushed it. It was fantastic.
I like 20 gauges.
Well, hopefully we'll get some weather. We'll get some cold spells. We'll start seeing some birds.
I don't think they're coming out of Canada yet, to be honest, but.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Could be wrong.
No way. Well, you can cross the border pretty easy now, though.
Yeah. Open border policy.
Open border, baby.
Let me
get
some of those Mexican ducks. That's a real thing.
Black ducks. Don't start throwing comments out at us.
Hey, Santa knows no borders. Christmas Eve,
and
man.
And it's Christmas.
Say some prayers, because Dave and I are about to put some heat to some meat and hopefully not screw up the prime rib tomorrow.
Yes. If that does happen, then our next week will be very bitter.
We'll do it. We'll call it the Saucy Show, and we might bring some bourbon in the studio.
That's right. Merry Christmas. Take care of your family. Enjoy them. And we will be talking to you all soon.